go ahead and fix them up. And it says, I'll stand behind it. Says they'll pay you. And so he went ahead and fixed it. Well, then we had to have these demijohns and these glass jugs. And we didn't want to get the money from anybody. We wanted to make it. So we went down to Dr. who run the drugstore down there, Pigram Patton. Told him we wanted 40 of these demijohns. And later on, we had to have more. But anyhow, we got 40 to start with. And we bought those on credit from him. Of course, he saw Papa, and Papa told him it'd be okay. And so he charged them to us, and we got our buckets, and we had to have funnels. And then we had to be very clean about that water. You couldn't have a speck in that water because it would show up in those glass jugs, and so we had to be very careful about that. But anyhow, we started in the water business then. We started selling water over the city of Bessemer, drinking water. We got 25 cents a demijohn, glass demijohn for us. That was 5 cents a gallon, which we made on the load. You see, with 20, we actually made, we got $5 for it. We made sometime 2 trips a day and sometime 3 trips a day, which we were making pretty good money on it then. And we paid off our indebtedness. And after we paid off our indebtedness, you know, and things were going along smooth, well, then we decided we'd save some money, so we began to put it in the bank. There was a bank on 2nd Avenue and 20th Street, was Conwell's Bank, and we put our money in Conwell's Bank up there, and we had $912 and some odd cents in that bank, and we had saved up after we'd paid off our indebtedness, and Conwell took all that money up there one night and put it in a suitcase and left. And we were mighty mad about it. If we could have got a hold of him, he wouldn't have gone anywhere. But anyhow, he left with our money and everybody else's money. Well, that kind of got our goat pretty bad. We said then we were going to spend every dollar we ever made then, not let anybody else get it. But we didn't live up to that. We did save some money. But anyhow, Conwell, I understand, went to Tennessee. Well, back in those days, when you crossed the state line, you was home free. It didn't make any difference what they left you about. And they hadn't got all this red taping all started then. So if you could just run fast enough and beat from one county to the other and throw one sheriff off after the other, and then when you could cross the state line, well, then you was home free. You was all right. But anyhow, we sold that water until they got that line in. And as it happened, there was lots of these people that bought water from us back in those days that after we got up large enough to go in business, which we were large, we were still pretty young. In fact, George was, I think he was about 15 when he went in. I was 15 when I went in. George went into himself about 2 years after I did, 2 or 3 years. But then I was 15 years old, no, he was 1912, that's right, and I was born in 1897, and so I was 15. But anyhow, there's a lot of those people that did trade with us even after we went into business, and on up. I remember one of them very well. Her husband was a railroad engineer, was a Mrs. Hampton. And she traded with us for a long time after, and quite a few of the others did. But you know, the old timey way, a man in the grocery business, of course I never did practice that much, but I did have a brother-in-law one time that did do that. Was going around taking orders in town. Go around and take orders every morning, you know, grocery orders. And then to deliver these grocery orders.